every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMHACMADRA.
Or any of the other A's.
Or any of them there, guys. Matter of fact, we don't even speak that well for ourselves, as evidenced by this show, though you can't tell it by the ratings because we're rated really, really high, which makes me think the people listening to the show are really, really high. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
That would be Bruce B., the solution... Or no.
You're busted now. You stole his moniker.
That's Mark, the solution, but he's not here. Bruce B., the program...
And Shelley
B.
I don't have to have a B. I'm just Shelley, like Cher.
She's just Shelley.
Yes. I'm like just Shelley.
Like Cher.
That's my username on the internet, Shelley too, is Cher. Just Shelley.
Shelley and Cher.
My username on the internet is just Shelley.
I know.
It always
I've
has been.
Emailed you before.
Once or twice.
A couple times.
With usually pointless crap.
And?
And what?
Cute pointless crap.
Occasionally.
You know why it's pointless crap? Let me tell you something to the listening audience. If you're not sending her gifts in Fish World, you're nobody to her. Let me tell you. All you people that think you're fans of Shelley and that she loves you all, only if you're Fish World friends sending her free fish.
That's not true.
I was going to say, that sure took you a long time to
because
come up with that
protestation. Because I was untangling my leg from the cord.
No, she was busy trying to look at her laptop to see who sent her fish.
My laptop's not even out here.
Yeah, that's what she claims. That's what she claims. She didn't know that she can update her Fish World from her phone. That's what she does in between shows.
No, I don't. And I can't get my Fish World on my phone.
How do you know?
Because it's not available for my phone.
That means she tried.
No, because it's only available for Facebook and iPhones.
You checked.
I didn't have to check. They told us that.
Who told you?
Fish World.
They just came on one day and said, hey, Shelley.
These are the available platforms.
You can't use it on your phone.
These are the available platforms.
And it just pops up? That's funny.
No,
I played
it was
Fish
like a
World.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I played Fish World for a while. I don't ever remember it coming up and telling me things like that. You could search stuff like that out. You go on the forums and stuff.
I'm sure this is riveting for our listeners.
It is. Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene. But what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help by calling Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it's too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
But that advertisement was riveting.
Yes, it was.
Sweet. It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. No help again from Shelly.
I'm not the doot-a-doot. You and Mark are the doot-a-doots.
So, Mark's not here.
That doesn't mean I need to take over his job.
You could help. You could be of service. It's a reasonable request.
I'm doing my job.
So am I.
My job is to let you know that the DEA has launched a 30-day process to outlaw the ingredients used to make synthetic marijuana, which is sold in head shops.
Synthetic marijuana?
Yes. Synthetic marijuana are smokable leaves that are coated in the chemical mixture.
What kind of leaves are they?
It didn't say in the article.
Just smokable leaves of some random type.
Random plant that are coated.
Smokable coca leaves.
Yeah, really. They're coated in the chemical mixture. It can cause hallucinations, seizures, and dependency. So the government is trying to outlaw.
So in other words, it's probably really good.
Probably. Probably really good in a bad way for you because it's really bad for you. According to the article, worse for you than regular marijuana.
Okay.
So they're trying to, they're doing, the fast track process is a 30-day process to get it outlawed. And I hope they're successful.
Do you think they're going to be able to do that, though?
I don't see why not. They couldn't, they didn't have any trouble getting rid of fen-fen.
No, but they had trouble getting rid of alcohol. Of all the drugs, it kills more people
they
than
did
anything
it.
Else.
They did it. It just didn't go very well.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, the number one killer as far as drugs go is alcohol.
Well, the difference with this is if they make the synthetic marijuana illegal, there'll be no reason for anyone to buy it because they might as well just buy pot at that point.
It's kind of like getting Four Loko, like getting rid of Four Loko. Four Loko is bad for you, but Everclear 191 pure grain alcohol is completely okay. The stuff that's 18%, no, you can't have that. But if it's 95.5% booze, yeah, go for it. It's all for you.
Well, I didn't say that any of this made sense.
Okay.
A jury.
Welcome to the boozy news that makes no sense.
Thank you, Barney.
It almost was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. A jury in
Florida
acquitted former Yankee player Jim Leritz of DUI manslaughter over a crash that killed a mother of two in 2007. However, in the same trial, he was convicted of a DUI. That makes no sense.
What was he acquitted of?
Second-degree manslaughter.
I wonder if he would have been I don't even know what second-degree manslaughter is. I know that means it's unintentional.
Yeah, but I don't get it. I mean, he was convicted of the DUI. So how can it not be manslaughter?
Right, unless it's murder, which we can assume it's not.
Well, he wasn't even charged with that.
Right, that's what I mean. We can assume it's not murder.
Right.
It's got to be manslaughter because it's accidental death, which
right.
Certainly if you're drinking would be accidental death.
Yeah. So how did he not get convicted of that? I do not understand that at all.
No idea. And it's old too, right? You said about 3 years old?
The crash was 2007, but the case just finished now.
Wow.
That's how long it took.
It's a long case.
Yeah.
I want that guy's attorney.
A new Colorado law will soon go into effect that prevents bars from selling low alcohol or light beers. You will only be able to get low alcohol or light beers at convenience stores and liquor stores only.
Okay.
This is one of those laws that makes no flipping sense.
Yeah, so we only want to serve you the high potency liquors at the bars.
Where you'll be driving home.
Where you'll be driving after. We don't want to give you any low potency stuff.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to have you drinking the hard stuff at home where you'll be there and you won't be driving.
Where is this? Colorado?
Colorado.
Dude, what are you guys thinking?
Yeah. Well, here's...
Does it give any reasoning?
The premise for this, yes, it does.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
The premise for this is that convenience stores and liquor stores in the area, because they have package stores, you know, state-run liquor stores...
Okay.
That sell the hard stuff.
Okay.
Convenience stores and liquor stores are only allowed to sell low alcohol beer and wine.
Right.
So what the liquor stores and convenience store owners don't want is for bars to sell it because then their product becomes redundant.
Stupid.
So the law is set up to protect the convenience store and liquor store owners.
Stupid.
So that they have a saleable product.
Stupid.
I know it's stupid.
It's really stupid. Because it doesn't matter if they've got it at a bar.
Right.
People are still going to buy it at the store.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, really stupid law. In Australia.
Yeah, I want low alcohol beverage, so I'm going to go out to a bar and get it instead of go to the store.
Yeah, and take it home and imbibe in the privacy of my own home.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Australia!
That doesn't work.
No. Hurt
James,
my throat, too.
James West has been invited to the Tran
Good
family.
Good Lord. Go ahead.
God,
I haven't heard anything from
sentence.
Jim West in a long time.
James West.
Right.
Okay, the Tran family, by the way, lives in...
Florida!
Right. And James West...
Do they
West...
live near Artemis Gordon?
Who?
Artemis Gordon.
Oh, no.
James West.
Yeah, okay, I got it. But you know what? Nobody else is going to get this.
God, plenty of people are going to get this.
Okay, well, can we stop
dun,
with
dun,
the Batman
dun,
thing,
dun,
references now?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun,
what
dun,
are you
dun,
doing?
Dun, 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 dun. That's the Wild Wild West theme song. James West, Artemis Gordon.
Oh, my God. I'm on a completely different television show.
Yeah, you really
because
are.
Because you said Gordon, and I'm thinking Commissioner Gordon, and you said West, and I'm thinking Adam West.
Yeah, that's Batman, honey.
Okay, anyway.
James
can
West,
we move on to the story now?
Yes, okay.
James West has been invited to the Tran family Thanksgiving every year for years now via email. The only problem was that he was not the James West they thought they were emailing. They thought they were emailing a James West that they knew some, you know, acquaintance, a friend.
From a TV show.
From somewhere in the States. They didn't realize that they were emailing this guy, James West, in Australia. Well, for years he has, you know, read their emails and everything and gotten their invitations and stuff and just never really done anything about it. And this year he decided he was going to accept. So he crashed their Thanksgiving.
Well, you didn't exactly crash it. They invited him.
I know, but they didn't know who they were getting.
No, well.
So what he did was he wrote an apology for having snooped into the... I mean, it wasn't really snooping because the emails were addressed to him. But he wrote an apology on YouTube and said, you know, I'm sorry. I've been, what did he call it, perving your emails for years now. And I'm not the person you think I am. But I'd really like to come to Thanksgiving anyway. And they agreed.
Of course. Of course. I would, too.
And he brought the canned corn.
I'm missing something on that.
He said, can I bring anything?
They said bring
the canned corn.
Sweet.
Yes.
You should have brought some Vegemite.
In West Boca.
Raton?
No, West Boca.
Florida! Isn't it Boca Raton, Florida?
No, that's Boca Raton, Louisiana.
Oh.
Okay. In West Boca, Florida, a possibly rabid otter bit three people and a dog. Crawled up one guy's pant leg.
Otter bites dog.
Yes.
Crawls up man's pant. Where? He crawled up the pant leg. Where
and
did
bit
he bite
the guy.
Him?
It didn't say.
Wow.
But the guy's had 6 rabies injections and is due to have another 4.
Boy, I hope you didn't have to get those in as we were.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be bad.
In his tweenie.
Wow.
In Greenwich Village, squirrel fanciers, chess players, and drug dealers have all banded together in their outrage over a series of dog attacks on the squirrels.
Squirrel fanciers.
Yes.
That's almost like a really bad website.
Yeah, I know. It sounds vaguely rude, doesn't
squirrel
it?
Squirrel fancy.
Ooh, baby.
Squirrel. Welcome to squirrelfancy.com.
One woman has been fined $50 for letting her dogs maul the squirrels.
Now, how do the chess players get into this?
Well, it takes place in the park, and you know,
well, yeah.
New York.
Well,
and
yeah, that's
people,
a big park.
People sit in the park and play chess.
Okay, that's a very big park, Central Park.
Yeah, and apparently the
is
drug
that the
dealers,
park we're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. And apparently the drug dealers are in on it, too, because they don't like the dogs.
Okay, now, wait. Okay, that was the other part I was going to ask you about. The drug dealers have now banded together and gone to the police that we're the drug dealers and we don't like this woman's dog mauling these squirrels?
I have no idea. All I know is that those three groups were specifically listed in the story. Squirrel fanciers, chess players, and drug dealers.
I gotta wonder how the whole drug dealer thing came up. Excuse me, sir. What do you do for a living? I'm a drug dealer. I'm really pissed off about this dog attacking these squirrels.
I don't know how they got that, but that was exactly word for word.
Wow.
Squirrel fanciers, chess players, and drug dealers.
Outstanding.
In Charlton, Massachusetts.
Drug dealers, one. Dogs that chase squirrels, zero.
Yeah, there you go. In Charlton, Massachusetts, Paul Edwards, 18 years old, has been arrested and charged with firing a crossbow arrow into a car with four teenagers in it.
Wow, that's no joke right there.
No. Fortunately, it went in one end of the car and went out the other.
Yeah, crossbow arrows are...
Yeah.
Bolts are quite powerful.
Now, Paul Edwards is an honor student and has never been in trouble before.
Yeah.
That's
one of those yets.
He's in trouble now. Not just because he fired a crossbow bolt into the car, but because it was during a pot deal gone wrong, wherein he paid for the pot and they started to drive away, which is why he fired the crossbow bolt into the car.
So now
father,
how much time is he going to do?
I don't know. Well, it just happened. I don't know. His father was completely stunned, said, "One minute I have an honor student, and the next minute I'm on the phone with the police talking about my kid firing a crossbow and looking for pot." Can you imagine? I mean, he had no idea. The father had no idea.
I'm thinking that that's going to be, you know, I don't know what that would be. I mean, it's definitely assault with a deadly weapon at the very least.
Yeah, the father was quoted as saying, "My son is incredibly lucky that he didn't hurt anybody."
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Be attempted murder probably then.
Yeah. After a Thanksgiving Day scare, Federal Express has found some missing radioactive rods being shipped from North Dakota to Tennessee. The rods were used to calibrate CT scanners, and the box got wet and was broken, and the rods fell out of the box.
Does Fran know about this? They're trying to send radioactive rods
to Tennessee? I don't think so.
Fran, watch out.
But what I want to know is, why are you using Federal Express? I mean, it would seem to me that if you're sending radioactive material, you should use it some more secure, like an armored car or something.
You're going to send it with Radioactive Express? I don't know.
I don't know. But
I mean, who else would be the one?
That's so mundane. Let's send our radioactive waste through FedEx. I mean, it just seems so mundane.
Yeah, at least send it through UPS.
Why don't you send it like in an armored car or something so that it won't get lost?
Yeah, like with some, I don't know, like military detail or something.
It caused like a four-state alert.
You would think. Wow.
We have a little bit of Lilo news.
Lilo! Baby, the last time I saw her, she was topless in the movie Machete, looking all good.
Well, she, you know, we all know that she's not working right now. She claims to be focused on her sobriety, to which I say, of course you are, because you don't have a job. Because she got dumped from that one movie, from the Linda Lovelace.
Yeah, but supposedly, though, that the reason she got dumped is not really the reason she got dumped.
Well, originally the reason that they said she got dumped was because that she was uninsurable. But then you read something different.
Yeah, someone from the production company said that wasn't actually the case, that she could have been, that she's completely insurable. She would have had to put up a bond, which she would have had refunded anyway, but that she didn't do it because she wanted to that focus on her recovery or whatever. I don't know if that's true, because supposedly she's had offers of other things to do as well. We know that she was just recently in the movie Machete, so it's not that people haven't been going to her with stuff.
Well, apparently she's so focused on her sobriety that she takes little breaks from Betty Ford to just do whatever the heck she wants, like going to dinner with her friends. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but when you go to rehab, you don't get out until you're done.
Well, you could get a pass.
A pass from rehab to go to dinner with friends.
You can get a pass for a weekend, depending how long the rehab is. I mean, I don't know what her particular situation was, but
Her previous pass was to go shopping at Forever 21.
Well, of course. I mean, you got to go to Forever 21. It's where my daughter wants to go.
Okay, there's a new trend in England. There will be no parental photos taken at children's events. In other words, your kids In other words, your kids in the school play, you don't get to take pictures of it.
Why?
Because, and it's not just that. In school yearbooks, the kids' eyes are all blacked out.
What?
Because what they're trying to prevent is these images being scanned or uploaded into the internet and used for child porn. So they're not letting parents take pictures of their own kids at school events.
How? Maybe I'm missing something. Unless we're talking some very strange events. Kid hits a home run. Or kid's playing cricket in England.
Can't take a picture.
Because somehow that's child porn.
Somehow that picture of that kid could be used for child pornography. Nobody ever seems to know how, and there are tons of parent groups in England that are protesting this.
Yeah.
But it's a new widespread trend.
I mean, it's like
school administrators,
like don't take a picture of your kid at Disneyland because him on the Matterhorn could be used for child porn.
Well,
you can
take a picture of your kid on the Matterhorn because that's not at school.
No. But what I'm saying is, let's say the Matterhorn was at school. How does a picture of your kid on the Matterhorn suddenly become porn?
I don't know. I don't understand any of this. And apparently, neither do the parents, because they are protesting en masse, trying to get this decision by many school administrators reversed. In the meantime, there was just a story last week that I didn't put on the Boosie News, but about a grandmother who was kicked out of her kids or her granddaughter's ballet recital because she was taking pictures with her phone camera, and they asked her to stop, and she said, "I'm just taking a picture of my granddaughter," so they kicked her out.
That's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And then you pay money.
Do these guys work for TSA?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, and then you pay money to buy the school yearbook, and all the kids' pictures have their eyes blacked out.
Is this confirmed? That sounds completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I was just looking at the story this afternoon.
It's a Taliban plot.
It was on Daily Mail.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow, and that's the end of the Boosie News. We went way over. Why are you going so long with the doo-doo-doots?
I was just, just playing along with your way overage of the news.
Okay. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you? At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Awesome! That was awesome.
Marvelous.
Wow. So, Shelley, you ever had any using dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what happened.
I had a using dream once when I was at the airport. In my dream, I was at the airport. And for some reason, James was with me, our friend James.
Yeah, that means he's going to stop you from using.
Yeah, and I kept trying to get away from James so that I could go to the airport bar. And no matter where I went, he would pop up. And finally, toward the end of the dream, I gave him $5 worth of quarters and sent him to the video arcade and stuck him in front of a machine. And he stayed there, and I got to drink.
So you were able to successfully drink.
I was able to successfully drink in my dream, but it took a lot. The dream was very frustrating.
Now, did you wake up
in a
scared?
Cold sweat? Yes. Which is stupid, because it was such a stupid dream. You would think that you'd wake up and go, wow, what a really stupid dream. But no, the first thing you think is when you wake up is, oh my God, did I drink?
Yeah, but you were able to drink.
Yeah.
Because I have had I haven't had a using dream in a very, very long time, but I used to get using dreams where I would never actually get loaded. I would fully be intending to get loaded. and I would get really close, and then always, like, something would screw it up. Someone from the program would show up, or a therapist would show up, or something like that would happen. My sponsor would show up. People from the meeting would show up. I remember there was one that I had where I had dope, and I was in a car somewhere, and I'm getting ready to slam dope. And then, like, someone walks up to the car and starts talking to me, and it's like Dr. Drew or someone, you know, and then, you know, and I get away and I drive to another place and I'm sitting there, and then someone from a meeting walks up and starts talking to me. And I've never able to, well, many times I was not able to actually get loaded. There was a time when I briefly had stayed with my parents for a while after my wife and I divorced, my ex-wife and I divorced, and I had a using dream there, and I woke up, and I was 100% convinced I had gotten loaded. And I was looking for track marks. I was scared to death. I really thought I got loaded. I was already, you know, my heart was palpitating on what I was going to tell people. And it took me a while before I really realized that I hadn't gotten loaded.
Wow. What does that mean? I mean, I haven't had a drinking dream for a while. It's been quite a while. But it used to make me feel edgy and like almost programless, like I had to start over. So I'd like be running off to a meeting.
Yeah, I didn't get a feeling like that, like programless. I was never able to figure out why I would get them. Because I never got them, like, as a specific reason, at least myself. For me personally, it's not like I sat around and said, you know, I haven't been going to very many meetings, or I haven't done this, or I haven't done that, and suddenly I'm having a using dream, and that's why. I used to get using dreams with no specific thing happening to make them come about. Now, did you have anything happen? Was, like, program running weird or missing out on meetings or anything?
The time when I was having the most drinking dreams, no, I was going to a lot of meetings, tons of meetings.
Now, were you able to successfully get loaded a lot, or?
Just that one dream.
Just one dream.
I had other dreams when I would try to drink and either the drink would turn out to be non-alcoholic and I would be frustrated, or I would go. There was one dream, I remember one dream when I spent the entire dream trying to find an apple martini. And no one had one. And that was the only thing I could drink for medical reasons.
Well, see, your using dreams have had a 95% success rate of staying sober.
Well, you told me once you had a using dream, and you told me once the next morning you had to get to a meeting because of it.
Well, I had gotten one where I was really convinced. I mean, I was really convinced that I had gotten loaded. And I was looking at my arms and all that, and I just, it really made me, it's not that I had to go to a meeting, but it really, really, really made me want to go to a meeting. Like to show how happy I was that it didn't happen.
What I don't get about using dreams is that sometimes people call them freebies.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see them that way, maybe, because they're not fun.
Well, if you're able to get loaded and you didn't really get loaded, it's kind of a freebie. But
I didn't
the
have
fright
fun.
Factor, at least for me, the yeah. fright factor was stunning.
Yeah.
You know what, though? You know what really sucks? I remember when I was younger, my, like, go-out-and-get-laid dreams were like that, too. I'd be trying, never quite get it. Be some hot chick, and I'd be, like, trying to meet her, and then someone would come and screw it all up.
Do you know what sex dreams actually are?
Fun?
The dreams when it's blatantly about sex, it's supposedly not really about sex. It's about some aspect of your life that you're either really enjoying or are having trouble finding or getting to. The dreams where you're flying are supposedly really the dreams about sex.
Really?
That's what I read in some dream interpretation book.
So I want to dream about flying.
You want to dream about flying, then you'll have more fun.
Damn, I've been doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Fail. Failblog.org. Damn.
Is that an advertisement for them?
That's a fine, fine site.
Yes.
What now? What would your your closing thoughts be on you know, drunken dreams or using dreams?
This is the shortest topic portion of the show ever.
Not by the time that we're done with our final thoughts.
I don't know. My final thoughts on it would be, you know, don't sweat it if you have one. I mean, a lot of people in meetings, I've heard a lot of people in meetings get really freaked out by them. And they'll come to the meeting and they're like really shaken up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one time that I did have to get to a meeting because of the dream, it wasn't necessarily because I was so freaked out by the dream I had to go to a meeting or I was going to drink or anything like that. It was more or less just to reaffirm the fact that I'm okay in my sobriety and things are going to be all right. I'm not going to go out over a dream. But I would say, you know, don't sweat it. It's going to happen because part of when you're dreaming, part of what's happening is that your brain is processing your shorter term memory, filing things away.
Yeah, and if you smoked a lot of weed, you don't have much of that anyway. So.
No, but, you know, so a lot of the things that you experienced in the short term, meaning, you know, anything, say, 5 years back, 5 to 10 years back, your brain is going to at some point process that for filing in your long-term memory.
Right.
And that's all that's happening. You know, it's not, it doesn't mean that your disease is doing push-ups in your sleep and is trying to get you to drink. It's just a normal, natural function of your brain, and you really shouldn't freak out about it.
Outstanding. My final thoughts, because now we're almost out of time because of your final thought. She was worried we wouldn't have enough filler here. Is that if you're able to get loaded and it doesn't freak you out, great. You had a freebie. For me personally, they freaked me out. I needed to make sure that I wasn't loaded. But the reality is you wake up, you didn't get loaded. It was only a dream. It's probably nothing more than that. Go to a meeting. Work the steps or die, motherfucker!
You can't say that.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I just made random sibilant sounds.
Yes, I know. All right.
Shelly!
What?
Do we have any friends back east?
We have Bruce, the other white meat. He is the 12-Step Gazette guy. Go to 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
That's the number 12, stepgazette.com.
As opposed to the letter 12?
As opposed to writing the word out 12.
Okay.
Jeez. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
Sweet. And remember, if you're going to buy a 12 and 12, make sure it's a 1-2 and 1-2.
No, 12 and 12 is actually the words are written out.
Yeah, are they?
Yes, it's right there on the shelf. Look.
12 steps, 12 traditions. They are. Sweet. We've got intherooms.com. That is a all-for-free, all-for-fun website on recovery. You can join the A of your choice. You can join groups like Friends of Recovery 101. You can even listen to our inbred player there. You can listen to that while you're zipping around, meeting all kinds of other people in recovery.
Official eye roll.
Okay. I haven't heard that in a while. It's absolutely free and for fun. That is at intherooms.com. Shelly, do we have any emails?
At recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
How about videos?
And our videos are at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Sweet. Who is the lead on music by? Oh, look at her. I got her.
Yes, you got me. I don't know. I'll pick something when I get there.
What?
I'll pick something when I get there.
Pick it now. Come on. Don't wuss out.
I'm wussing out.
Don't wuss out.
Okay, Three Dog Night.
Okay. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
And take care of you.
We're out.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, with the rain and shone by love. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain and
you.